ready?
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for this opportunity and privilege. And we ask that you might anoint our hands. And we'll come against every spirit, every physical disability, all that will work against your will being accomplished in our lives this afternoon. We ask that you will cause the weather not to be hostile and harsh to us. We ask for a good environment. We ask for your grace that you will send your shadow over us as you did in the wilderness. That your grace might minister to us, that the spirit and your unction might break the bread of life to us. Let the scales and the veils be taken away. See, with the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord, there is a liberty. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to do a little teaching this afternoon.
I want to do one small teaching this afternoon.
And I know it's a bit hot.
No saying what.
Amen.
Amen.
Say amen now.
Amen.
It's a bit hot.
Yes.
Amen. So let us determine that the weather will not distract us.
Let me determine, say, the weather will warm, not go above me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I want to look at the foundations.
One look but the foundation.
Because you must know the foundation.
Because we for sabi the foundation.
You must have a foundation.
We forget foundation.
And you must know the building plan.
And for sabi the building plan.
Where are you now?
Who say you there now?
Where does God want to take you?
Who say God want carry you go?
What is the next step you should take?
Waiting at the next step we for take.
Many Christians do not understand where they are going to.
But who Christians not sabi who say they go?
Are just going around with every wind of doctrine.
They just go around with all kind teaching.
Amen. And if you have questions, just write it down somewhere.
As we then go out, if you get any question, just write and down.
If the questions are answered, praise God.
If they answer the question, all right.
In the course of the meeting, then praise God.
They take if they answer the question as the meeting they go.
If not, at the end, you can now we will have time for questions.
If not, also when the meeting done, we will get time for answer question.
Now, if you don't understand anything.
If you don't understand anything.
There's one point you must understand.
One thing they will understand.
That you are the temple of God.
And that you are God in temple.
Amen. Do you understand that?
Amen.
Yes.
You are the temple of God.
You are God in temple.
From Genesis. For Genesis chapter 1, come on, I'll bring you. Start it afresh. Praise that. Okay. No, it's okay. It's on. So, from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
From Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
To Revelation 22, verse 22.
So Revelation 22:22.
He's talking about your heart.
Now you act in the top of.
Do you understand that? Whether you see David or Israel or anything you see there, he's talking about your heart.
Even at David or Israel, or you see anything you see there, now you act in the top of.
Now that is number one lesson.
That is the number one lesson.
If you don't understand it.
If you don't understand it.
You're wasting your time. Imagine, that's why carry your Bible and go home.
If you just take your Bible and go home, you don't waste time.
Amen. Okay, so I want to draw some pictures on the board.
I want to draw some pictures on the board.
Now, this is the picture of the tabernacle.
This is the tabernacle picture.
Of Moses.
Where Moses built.
Okay. Now, this is the the picture of another tabernacle of David.
This is the picture of the tabernacle when David built.
And then this is another picture. This is another picture of you.
Na picture when are you?
This is you.
This na you.
Hallelujah. So these are the three temples.
So the one are the three temples then.
Where's the cover? The cover of this.
Go ahead.
Okay. So there are three temples.
Na three temples there.
Okay. It's not. Okay, here it is. I need to cover it. Okay, thank you. So there are three temples.
Na three kind temple there.
The last temple is you.
The last temple, nine are you.
After you, there is no other temple.
After you, other temple, not there
yet. Amen. You are the temple of God.
You are God in temple.
You are the most important thing God is doing in the whole world.
You are the two important person where God is doing at the one.
So the Bible says, what will it profit a man to gain all the world and to lose his soul?
The Bible says, what will profit man if he gain the one whole world and he lost his soul?
Because all the world put together cannot be compared to you.
Because in one whole world, when they put it together, they not go compare.
Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
You are important to God.
You are important to God.
Because you are God's temple.
Because you are God in temple.
But it is a potential. It is a potential that you have.
But you get the power for me.
It is a calling.
God, they call you.
It is something God is giving to you.
Now something where God will give you.
You can reject it.
You can say no.
You can ask. You can receive it.
You can say I want them.
And that is the whole business while we are here.
And that's not the thing we make with here.
Everything we are doing is to encourage you to receive it.
All what you do now is for encourage you for let you say I want them.
To walk in it.
And what can I say?
It is a promise.
Na promise.
A promise is not a possession, not a reality.
Promise not until when you don't get already.
Hallelujah. So there is an old order.
So old order day.
There is an old testament.
Old testament day.
And there is a new order and a new testament.
New order day and new testament day.
There were many believers in the old testament who lived in future and walked in the dimensions of the new testament.
But who believer then they will be then at the Old Testament?
One of them is David.
We walk inside the new way now, one pattern at David.
Hallelujah. And many Old Testament Christians are walking, many New Testament Christians are living in the old.
And but New Testament Christians now, they live like the Old Testament people.
That is very far.
That is far away.
Many of us here. In our understanding.
Now we understanding.
In our practice.
Now what will they do?
We are still walking by the old order.
We they walk like at the old order.
You are in trouble.
You are in problem.
If you don't change.
If you not change.
You are going to miss out.
You will miss.
Hallelujah. Amen. There is a difference between church and the covenant relationship with God.
Difference there with church. And the one we get agreement where all water with God.
There's a difference between Elohim and Jehovah.
Difference there between Elohim and Jehovah.
The devil said you shall be Elohim.
The devil will say you will be Elohim.
He told David, Adam, if you do so and so, you shall be as Elohim.
He tell Adam, he says, if you do this and this, you will be like an Elohim.
That's no big deal.
That not
man was created in the nature of Elohim, in the nature of God.
God make her like a Elohim, like a God.
But God says, I am Jehovah.
But God is a mean and Jehovah.
You can't even pronounce the name.
You know where to pronounce the name.
J-H-W-H.
J-H-W-H, you're not going to pronounce that.
There's no way to pronounce it.
Pronounce,
his name is Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't pronounce it. His name is
You know pronounce
it. He say, I am that
Mina,
I am.
Mina who that abi.
He doesn't grow old.
You know the old.
He doesn't grow young.
You know the young.
He remains the same. Hallelujah.
He be the same. Yes.
Do you understand? Yes. He's Yehovah.
Nah,
it's just we're trying to pronounce his name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God has given us an important calling.
God don't give me calling an important one.
And the calling of God is that the fullness of the Godhead will dwell bodily in us.
And God in calling at that in all power will get inside we complete one.
The Bible says that we shall be joint heirs with Christ.
The Bible says we and Christ will be one.
Do you know who Christ is?
You say who that Christ be?
Who is Christ?
Who that not Christ?
Christ is the eternal Son of God.
Christ now God in pity with the tete go.
From before time.
From where they don't make time yet.
From the beginning.
From where time starts.
Christ has been
long day.
At the end of the end of the end of the end.
When until don't done, day done.
He will remain the eternal Son of God.
He will get the day for be God in pity when not they.
And you,
not they die.
You rascal, me rascal in Sierra Leone. God says I'll be a joint heir with Christ. Do you understand that?
You when a rascal in Sierra Leone, me when a rascal in Naya. God said we and Christ will join for.
Me, God says me, I will be a joint heir with Christ.
God said me, I will be joined with Jesus.
Ruling over all the works of God.
They rule over everything God don't make.
Your thoughts and God's thoughts are different.
What you think and what God think different.
My own thoughts are different from God's thoughts.
Me thinking different from God in you.
God's interest and your interests are completely different.
What God wants, what you want different.
So we're looking at these three diagrams.
So they look at three diagrams drawing here.
Here you have the outer court.
This one you get the yard,
and then the divisions,
and then you get the division there.
So this one we will call the outer court.
This part we will call the yard,
outer court.
The outer court, the yard.
This is the holy place.
The holy place.
And then this is the holy of holies.
The place where only pass all.
So this is the three dimension.
These are the three places where it divide.
These are the three dimensions of heaven.
These are the three where heaven self divide.
Outside here, you have hell.
Na do yanda, na hell dede.
Darkness. Laka
dede.
Freetown
dede.
Africa,
baby.
And then the rest of the world.
And you want to watch them, baby.
That is where you are now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's not very far. It is here. Hallelujah. Which scripture do I have?
Whose scripture they again?
The Bible says we are seated in Christ.
Bible says we sit on with Christ.
Where? In heavenly places.
Whose side? Not heavenly place.
And there are two kingdoms, is it not so?
And there are two kingdoms, they not so?
The kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness.
And darkness kingdom.
So if this is the kingdom of darkness.
So if then there is Satan kingdom.
Then there is hell there.
Then hell there.
That's where Laka is. That's where Freetown is. That's where Africa is. That is where the world is. Hallelujah. Also in heaven.
Now the same way inside heaven.
This is the lowest heaven.
These are the lowest level of heaven.
Then this is the highest heaven.
These are the highest parts per heaven.
Or the third heaven.
Or which I call the number three heaven.
Or this is number one.
This one are done at number one.
This is number two.
This other one are number two.
And this is the third heaven.
And this are the number three heaven.
Heaven. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So there are different levels of heaven.
So different level of heaven there.
Also, there are different levels of hell.
Now so, same way, different amen. Level of hell back there.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. No, say amen now.
Amen.
There are three levels of hell, yes. Different levels.
Three levels of hell back there.
So, there is a place where hell and heaven meet.
Place there where hell and heaven meet up.
Is it not so? From my drawing, is it not so? There is a place where heaven lies. There is a place
not
of
so.
Meet up.
From which I draw, place there where hell and heaven meet up.
That is the place.
This boundary
here. Hallelujah. That is the boundary.
This boundary.
That is the hedge that God has made.
Now the fence where God don't make.
And that is the hedge that is made by the blood of Jesus.
Now the fence where Jesus in blood they make him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you look at it, it's made with a white fence.
If you look at now white fence they make him with.
It's a white fence.
White fence that they make him with.
And the white fence speaks of what? Righteousness.
And the white fence they talk about where you right with God.
If you break the hedge, the serpent will bite you.
If you broke this fence, the snake will bite you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The testimony of the Christian is righteousness.
The Christian testimony is now when you write with God.
When they look at you, the first thing they should see is righteousness.
When people look to you, the first thing they foresee now that this person is right with God.
If the testimony of your life is not righteousness, then there is a problem.
If you life in testimony, not to say you write with God, you get problem.
But that's even not where we are going to.
But not today, step for you.
Hallelujah. Now, we are interested in one point alone.
Well, we want for talk of one point Naya.
And that point is here, is the soul.
And that point say, Naya, the soul.
That is where we are interested.
And then we peace in both.
Because this soul must make a journey.
Because this soul is for do one patrol.
The soul must make a journey.
If for do one patrol.
In Acts, because of time, I'm not going to read the scriptures. I will quote the scriptures for you. I expect that you will write it and go and check and ask God.
Because
amen.
Of time, I know we'll read the scripture, but I will quote them for you. You will go read that now.
Acts chapter 2 verse 31 says something.
Acts chapter 2 verse 31 talks something.
He says, thou will not leave my soul. Where? In hell.
He said, you not going to leave me soul inside. Nah, hell.
How did the soul get to hell?
How did the soul go to hell?
Do you understand? Say amen now.
You understand? Say amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
If not, we will sing chorus. After singing the chorus, we will start. Today now.
So we will sing chorus after we sing, we will start.
Today now, me and you.
Today now, me and
you. I'm not releasing you until God says stop.
And then in the finale, God
says
stop.
In fact, close the gate, nobody is passing.
In fact, we lock the gate, nobody is going to.
And very soon I will lock the door, nobody is moving.
Nobody
is going to. Amen! You must understand it today.
We must understand that today.
Today, na di day.
Today, na di day.
We the Lord of make. We the God make. Amen! Today and the day. We go finish the table today.
This is the day.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So open your heart wide. You are going to get a feast.
So open
amen.
Your heart, be big one.
Hallelujah.
You can get
God is making a feast.
God.
Hallelujah.
Party.
So this is the temple of you.
This Naju temple.
The first temple was Moses.
The first temple was Moses.
The second temple was built by Solomon.
The second temple was Solomon built.
Nebuchadnezzar destroyed it.
Nebuchadnezzar came.
Zerubbabel came and built it up again.
Zerubbabel Herod came, he beat him back.
Herod came and made it very big.
Herod came, he brought him up.
The Romans came and destroyed the second temple.
The Romans came, then destroyed that second temple.
And it will never, never, never be built again.
Amen. And it will ever, ever, ever build back.
I have gone there in Israel. I went to Jerusalem. I've been to the mountain. I've been to the... There is a Muslim mosque there. Nobody will touch it.
Me, I don't go there in Israel.
Hallelujah.
But Muslim mosque don't go on top and they don't go build back.
God allowed the Muslims to take over Jerusalem so that they will build something on that mosque so that the Christians will not be able to get hold of it.
God allowed the Muslim them for go there so that they will build something on top of that land there for there when a mosque where the Christians they don't go there back for go build.
Because Jesus said, destroy this second temple and in 3 days I will raise it up.
Because Jesus said, destroy this second temple. Inside 3 days, I will make it back.
Because it says, I am the temple of God. He was speaking of the temple of God.
Because he said, me, now the temple where God make it. They talk about the temple.
The New Testament is about the new temple. Who is you?
The New Testament is about the new temple. When are you?
The New Testament is not this building. That's an insult.
The New Testament is not of this building also, not of us.
God does not build in temples made with hands.
God not a big temple in a hand make them.
How dare you put block together? You say it is God's temple. It's an insult.
Who says to tell you that for letting you put block together? You say that God in temple.
How dare you put plastic together and say it's God's temple? How dare you?
You put plastic, you make I say this is God in temple.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
The temple of God is you.
God in temple now, you.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
So Jesus said, destroy this temple, in 3 days I'll raise it up.
Jesus said, destroy this temple, he said, 3 days I will make it back.
They say, 46 years we were building this temple, you small boy, you will raise it up in 3 days.
Now they can say, 46 years we build this temple, small small boy like you. They can tell you, say, go build about 3 days.
John says in John chapter 2:19 says, but he speak of the temple of his body.
Inside John 2:19 he said, but he may talk about the temple when I'm in body.
This is the new temple.
This line are the new temple.
You are the new temple.
You line are the new temple.
You are the breaking news.
You are the breaking news.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are the breaking news.
Now you are the breaking news.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are the breaking news.
If you are the breaking news.
Then you know that the church has been destroyed.
Then you will service the church. Don't pray.
God has no business with church.
God not get business with church.
Do you understand? God has no business with ministry.
So God not get business with ministry.
God has no business with what you call Pentecostal. God has finished with it long, long time
God
ago.
God don't turn away with which you call Pentecostal. I don't know it's a long, long time.
He's in a new work.
Hallelujah.
Now you.
The pastors, they are thieves.
The pastor is a thief, man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because Jesus is building a new temple.
Because Jesus is building new temple.
Say in my father's house.
He says, "Say, Papa, yours."
There are many dwelling places.
But who place there for time?
That new house is Zion.
That new house is Zion.
To make sure Nigerians do not get access to it.
For mainland Nigeria, they not say they go inside it.
To make sure Americans don't have access to that new temple.
For make sure say American not go grab say they go.
To make sure Salo people will not be able to get that temple and corrupt it.
For make sure say they always say that Salo people go grab say they go there.
Say the temple is coming down from God.
He said the temple are from up.
Do you understand? The temple of God is coming down from God.
He said the temple will come up from God's kingdom.
God alone has the copyright.
Now God won't get the original.
No man can go there and corrupt it.
Nobody can go there and go there.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He controls it.
Now you control him.
He reveals it.
He reveals it.
He brings it into your heart.
He brings inside your heart.
He said the kingdom of God is within you.
He said the kingdom of God is inside you.
The Holy Ghost is the administrator. Hallelujah. If you open your heart, he comes in.
If you open your heart, the cancer.
If you say you don't want, he takes it back.
If you say you don't want, he come up back.
He doesn't need the help of pastor.
He don't need pastor yet.
He doesn't need the help of elder.
He don't need elder yet.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is the chief executive.
The Holy Ghost, any chief executive.
At best, you are just an unprofitable servant.
When he talked, you na servant will not get one better tip.
So he says, all of you are priests.
He said, we all now.
Hallelujah! Because in this temple.
Because inside this temple.
You must do one thing. You must bring forth an offering.
You for bring offering come.
You must bring an offering.
You for bring offering come.
There is a new priest in town.
New priest don't come at all.
Do you understand?
You understand?
There is a new priest in town.
New priest don't come at all.
If this is the new temple.
If this is the new temple.
Then who is the priest inside the temple?
The old man and the priest inside this temple.
I will tell you.
I will can't tell you now.
Hallelujah. The priest is called mind.
He one Hallelujah. The priest they call and the mind.
The second priest is called emotion.
The second priest they call and feeling.
The third priest is called desire.
The third priest they call and waiting I want.
The fourth priest is will.
The third number four priest they call them waiting and one for B.
So the Bible says in the throne of God there are four beasts.
So the Bible says that God in throne now four beasts there.
Or living creatures.
Or they call them creature that will get life.
And their order of ministry is called the 24 elders.
And how then they work for do their work they call the 24 elders.
Elders is the word for maturity.
Elder. Now the word we go use when you are talking about something don't mature.
God is looking for sons.
God they look for boy picking them.
Do you understand? God is looking for sons.
He they look for mature picking them.
He's not interested in children.
Not to picking small picking.
Say that who always want to drink milk.
Well go one for the drinking content.
Say therefore living the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us do all go on to maturity. Hallelujah.
So let the principle. Them all them social principles they are not we grow and mature.
God is talking about eldership.
God they talk about eldership
of the soul.
Of your soul.
The priest now the soul.
The priest is the soul.
The new priest now the soul.
The new priest is the soul.
Hallelujah. Say amen now.
Amen.
The new priest is the soul.
The new priest is the soul.
The new priest now your mind.
The new priest is your mind.
Your desire.
Your desire.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the new priest.
That is the new priest.
That is the new offering.
That is the new offering.
Young girl.
You young girl.
Don't let any boy come and start playing with your emotions.
No, really, any boy can begin to play with your feelings.
If your emotions get destroyed.
If they touch you, emotion.
You cannot be a priest of God.
You
understand?
Not go ever be God in priest.
You cannot reach the full potential of God for you.
You're not going to reach what God means for that you reach.
Some of us here, there's bitterness that bites all kinds of things within.
Some people within here, so get bitterness, you get talk bad, but you come in all kinds of things.
And you think worship is coming and sitting down.
You feel safe for the worship and for can't sit down here.
That is old story.
That is an old story.
The new story has changed.
The new story don't change.
God says, I look on the inward man.
God says, I inside and I look.
He is not a Jew that is a Jew outwardly.
That one way
you understand?
Not a way in a show time.
He is a Hebrew who is one what? Inwardly. Hallelujah.
Get up from inside.
There's a measurement.
Measurement.
Say measure the temple of God.
It's a measure of God in temple.
And those that worship therein.
And the one where they worship inside.
The outer court, throw it away.
The one that
Hallelujah.
Way
like
God, yeah, throw away another.
So that's what we want to talk about.
So now that we want to talk about.
The soul must make a journey.
The soul therefore do one patrol.
The soul must come from hell.
The soul for come out hell
into a reception.
In kind of this place waiting room.
The soul must be changed.
The soul for change.
The soul is a region, a place of rebellion.
The soul a place where let rebel behavior.
The soul is a house.
The soul a house.
It's a dwelling place.
The place for tap.
Where darkness is now dwelling.
When I inside the darkness there.
Hallelujah. Say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, thou will not leave my soul in hell.
You're not going to leave my soul for then in hell.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
or suffer that holy one to see corruption.
Or for sin one way only, for let sin mix up and box up. When you born again,
you change kingdoms.
You dey change kingdom.
From the kingdom of darkness.
You dey command a Satan kingdom.
From the lowest hell.
From the low hell.
It's important to define that before I can go on. Hell has different regions.
Hell get different level.
So let's discuss that.
Don't we talk that name first?
This is the Bible says the first death.
Bible says it's the first die.
Or the first hell.
Or the first hell.
When Adam sinned, he fell down.
When Adam sinned, he fell down.
The Bible says if we walk in the light as he is in the light.
The Bible says, what can I light like how he then are the light?
We have fellowship with God.
We get partnership with God.
The place of fellowship is the place of light.
The place where they get party with God, fellowship, that place where light stay.
That's where Adam was walking with God,
now
in the realm of
God
light.
Adam be walk out with God.
When he sinned, he fell.
He fell down.
They drove him from the garden, is it not so?
They came back home at the garden, no so?
If he left the kingdom of light, where else did he go? It's darkness.
Who say if he come on at night? Who say he will go? Now darkness.
So the soul of Adam came into the region of darkness.
So Adam is soul can at that place when a darkness lady.
Now you must understand that the soul of man is a vessel.
You for understand a mortal man's soul na container.
The Bible says the spirit of man is a lamp of the Lord.
The Bible says mortal man's spirit na God in lamp.
Giving light to the different rooms.
It they show light to the different room then.
Please. Touch the interlinear. Touch the interlinear. Press it. Press. Quick. Good. Go to Proverbs 20:27.
Let me go Proverbs 20:27.
Proverbs. Down. That's 20. Good. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts. Now, touch that word, beaten. That one, yes. Okay. So it says it is a hollow.
He said that side will get like a hole.
Your mind is like a vessel, a hollow.
Your mind is like a container where gets placed inside it.
Your mind is like a belly.
Your mind is like a belly.
It's an empty, you see, it's an emptiness.
Now, it's empty.
Something must fill it.
Something for go inside it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your mind is like the womb.
Your mind is like a womb.
That's your desire is like a womb.
What do you want? You feel like a womb.
Your emotion is like a womb.
You feel him see now like a womb.
It must be filled up.
Something for go inside.
Either God feels it.
Either now God will fill up.
Or unclean, rebellious spirits will feel it.
Or rebel life or dirty thing full up.
Do you understand? Say amen. Do you understand?
Amen.
It cannot be empty.
It never ever the empty one.
God made it for himself.
God make up for them daily.
But before God got there, the devil was already occupying it.
But before God can they set him in
the
daily.
The Bible said, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me.
The Bible said they make me inside that sin, and inside that sin my mama born me.
You are the offspring of first Adam.
You now the first Adam you come off from.
That first Adam has sin walking in him.
That first Adam they see me walk inside him.
Say if sin came through one man.
He said sin came through one man.
Sin came through all these children of the first Adam.
Sin came through all the people that were our first Adam born.
And where there is sin.
Outside sin there.
There will be darkness.
Darkness there.
All kinds of spirits will be there.
All kinds of spirits there.
Therefore, he said that Babylon has become the habitation of spirits and every unclean bed.
Babylon don't turn like the place to say all kinds of spirits and dirty bodies inside.
Do you understand that? Say amen now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. As the word is coming, be receiving your deliverance. Be praying.
As calling what they come.
If you are wise.
If you receive, you deliver as if you get sent.
You'll be throwing them out.
If you get sent, hallelujah. You know where the spirit
is. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, touch the other one. Chida. That's the first one. This one. Cheda. This one. Yeah. No. Down. Cheda. No. Go back. Close that one. Close it. Come down. 27. Okay. It's all right. This one. Yes. Now watch. See that the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord.
What a man's speech that God in candle.
Bring it. Well, lamp. Lamp is better than candle. The candle
I
is not very good.
No use lamp. Okay.
Say, giving light to all the rooms, all the parlor. Hallelujah.
Light to all the room, all the parlor.
Did you see the word parlor here?
You see parlor there?
Do you see the room, bed, inner bed chamber?
You see the word here, inner bed chamber?
Innermost part.
Inside.
Parlor.
Bed.
Inner chamber.
Inside.
Inside your mind.
Inside your mind.
There is reception in your mind.
Inside your mind.
There is outer room in your mind, brother.
Out room there inside your mind, brother.
Yes, inner chamber in your mind.
Inside your mind.
Hallelujah.
Chamber, lady.
You are a mansion. Do you understand?
You are a mansion.
There are many rooms in you.
But who room there inside you?
That's what Ezekiel shows. Ezekiel's temple. Ezekiel's temple shows many rooms.
Ezekiel temple is show but cool room.
That picture is the picture of your soul.
That picture, then you saw the picture.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When a man is born.
When they born, mortal man.
Who is living inside those chambers?
Who that they tap inside them, place
there? Who knows the answer?
Who that sabi the answer?
It is very, very clean and garnished. Nobody is there. Is it so?
It clean, nobody not there. No, so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the children of Israel enter the promised land.
When the children of Israel entered the promised land,
they found it very clean.
They found it clean.
Nobody was there.
Nobody not been there.
They said, oh, yeah, come.
They said, yeah, come.
They saw giants.
They see giants.
Big giants.
And yeah, giants.
Some were living in the caves.
Some then inside cage them they live.
The Edomites, they would dig inside the rock and go and live there.
The Edomites, they live inside caves, then they dig ground, go tap.
The Amorites will dig inside the ground and go and dwell there.
The Amorites, they dig underground, they go tap.
The other ones dwell in the mountains.
The other one in the up mountain.
The other ones dwell in the valley.
The other one are down go there.
The other ones dwell by the riverside.
The other one are water side.
The other ones, they do mami water spirit by the sea.
The other one are mami water life them in the pan.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God said, go and drive all of them out.
God said, go lay that the girl play all come on.
And possess the land.
And take the land.
Do not marry their daughters.
Don't marry them, Pekin.
Don't marry their sons.
Don't marry them.
Don't give your sons to marry any of them.
Don't make like you boy Pekin marry them, Pekin.
If not, you will worship their God.
If not also, you will worship their God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are the people of God able to do it.
The people of God are able to do that.
They say, no, God, don't disturb us.
They say, ah, no, dear, Papa, God, no, I'm ugly.
I say, wait, they say, I'm a Salomon.
Me, na Salomon.
My Papa, na from Salo.
Me, Papa, na Salo, come on.
I must do the culture and traditions of my people.
I for do the people and tradition.
Do you know what you're saying?
You know what
you cannot drive out those spirits.
That means you know you will take their spirits out.
There are spirits in you.
Spirits and they say you.
You were born with it.
You born with them.
You are born into a family that was ruled by those familiar spirits.
You born into a family where the familiar spirits they rule them.
And when you follow the culture of your people, you strengthen their hold in you.
When you then follow your people and culture, you then make their spirits and get stronger, controlled by you.
That digging inside every day, that digging deep, say we're not going.
Dig inside you for going inside more.
We're not going out from this house.
We know they come here.
This is a sweet house.
Now we
it's a land flowing with milk.
and honey.
Na land where honey and milk they will.
Do you understand? There is milk and honey in you.
Milk and honey inside you.
There are many precious fruits in you.
Precious fruits and inside you.
The kind of fruits I saw in Israel, I've not seen it anywhere.
This kind of fruits we're going to see, we're going to Israel, I don't see one and outside.
Fantastic place.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
But more beautiful fruits are in you.
But fruits were better past than the days are you.
And those spirits say, I am not going away from
it. And those spirits say, we never go not send I am better.
He said, when you cast out an evil spirit.
He said, when you get evil spirits.
He goes around.
He goes around.
He doesn't get anything 1 million times close to what it was enjoying in you.
You know they get any other team better 1 million times. Which way team they get inside you?
Say, me, I no go suffer.
He said, I no go suffer.
I'm going back to my house.
And you go back to my house.
Then when he comes to you.
And when he come back to you.
You say, you want to go and do New Year festival.
You go begin to say, I want to go do New Year festival.
You want to go and do a masquerade.
I want to go do a forgotten table.
You want to go and do traditional marriage.
I want to go marry me people then traditional way. Culture.
I must call my uncle to come and approve my marriage.
I will go call your uncle to come put up my marriage.
The spirit will say, come on.
The spirit will say, come on.
The door has been opened.
Una come, they don't open the door for we.
Bring all the demons from here when no get house.
The demon, they will come and come.
Come on, house day.
Una come, what's that? For we.
And they come in.
And then go inside.
He said, now we will not enter.
He said, now we will not enter. So
we are not going out again.
We not
going
to go back.
And the Bible said that the state of that person is worse.
And the Bible said the state where the person go there go worse first I've been there.
Than at the beginning.
I've been there before.
Do you understand?
Who now they understand?
You better you carry your Bible go.
It better let you carry your Bible.
Now come and deceive yourself.
Then you come lie by fake by.
If you want to be a Christian.
If you want to be Christian.
If any man will be my disciple.
If anyone will follow me.
He must hate his mother.
He for hate his mama.
He must hate his papa.
He for hate his papa.
He must hate his brother.
He for hate his brother.
He must hate his uncle.
He for hate his uncle.
He must hate his auntie.
He for hate his auntie.
He must hate his sisters.
He for hate his sister.
That one even know himself. That one not even rich.
Talk that one they not rich.
Then he must hate himself.
Then he for hate himself.
How many people here hate themselves?
How many people here hate himself?
You hate yourself.
You hate yourself.
Then you never start.
Then you don't be hate.
Hallelujah. Amen. You understand?
You understand?
That is the gospel.
That the gospel
is not say give God 10 francs and he gives you 1 million francs. That is
the gospel
not
say give God 10 lios, then he will give you this.
That is not why.
So then,
if that's why you came, please open the door for him, let him go. Go.
If Satan they make you come, get on open the door.
I permit you to go. Go.
I will greet like you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus said, if any man.
God say, if any man.
I'm not begging any man.
No man.
My standard is set.
Me standard they are.
If any man will be a Christian.
If anybody want be Christian.
Then you must decide.
You careful decide.
All these devils that are inside this house.
All the devil when inside this social.
I must drive them out.
I'll forgive them at all.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And the Bible says the entrance of your word.
And the Bible says when the word of God they come inside.
It brings light.
It brings light.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And the Bible says the word of God is the sword of the spirit.
The Bible says God in word. Now the sword of the spirit.
So when the right word of God comes.
So when the right word of God come.
God will use that word. The spirit of God will use it to drive away those spirits.
God is spirit for use and for drive the spirits away.
God said, I will go before you.
God said, I will go before you.
And I will drive them out.
And I will drive them more.
Do you understand? Amen. God will go before you and drive them out.
God will go before you and drive them out.
The Bible says the blood atones for the soul.
The Bible said the blood, now they talk for the soul.
There are three that bear witness on the earth in your soul.
Three, now they where they tinap talk for the soul.
That was 1 John chapter 5 says.
Now so 1 John 5 say.
The spirit of God.
The God is spirit.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
And the sword, the word of God or the water.
And the sword when I got in word.
Those are the three.
Now the tinap.
Hallelujah. And that's really what I want to talk about.
And I don't know what to talk about.
You find it in the holy place.
You find it in the holy place.
In the holy place, you see the lampstand.
Inside the holy place, one lamp there.
And then you see the table.
And you see table there.
So this is the word, and this is the spirit.
Oh yes.
The table, now the word, the lamp, now the spirit.
And here you have the blood.
That the only place, the Holy of Holies, you get the blood.
So those are the three elements that are working.
That is teaching and that's where they work.
The outer court is just a reception.
This outside court is like a waiting room.
The problem of man is in the soul.
Most of my problem now inside his soul is there.
So the Bible says we are not of them that draw back to perdition.
Bible says we not of the one that where they run away go behind for go inside.
But we are those who press on to the saving of the soul.
But we not the one that where they press go before. There we soul saved.
There is a place where the soul is saved.
Side there where the soul they save.
It's called the golden altar.
They call a golden altar.
It's an altar.
Now altar.
That's what Brother was talking about yesterday.
Now that name, brother, he made it in a talk box.
There is also an altar. What?
You got it twisted.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Amen. No, don't worry. We will shift the entrance. We will shift the entrance from here. That's easier for us. And then we will bring the entrance here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Okay, yes, okay, okay. Amen. Oh yeah, that's what they call body ministry.
And this is called body ministry.
Amen. So everybody is ministry together.
All man amen. Do God's work.
Amen.
See waiting for correct.
So okay, this will also go.
Right down here.
Yeah, that will also go. And this will also go, isn't it also? Oh my God. Okay, it's alright. Okay. So you have the first you have this altar. Okay. Okay. And then you have the golden altar. Alright. And then the table will be here then. And then the lampstand. Okay. Alright. So that means the soul is going and coming in here. So this is the gate. And this is the door. Oh no, no, that's the veil. The door is here. And then this is the veil. Oh my God. It's all scattered. Amen. Okay. Amen.
And up at the top is facing east.
Which one? This one? Okay.
That's east.
Yes. Okay, this is east. And this is west. Okay, and all the other things. Okay. Amen. 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 Wait, just so you have to get the technicality right. Amen. Amen.
Understand what you will find.
So we are interested in this place.
Now this area with the top box.
Yeah, because this outer court.
This yard
is a place of reception.
Not like a waiting room.
When you go for a big party.
When you go big party.
If you go to government house for free time to see, is it Koroma? What's it? Yes. You go and see Koroma.
If you go to Parliament for go see State House for go see President,
you cannot go straight.
You know the water goes straight.
Hallelujah. When you enter from the gate.
When you enter at the gate,
they carry you go somewhere.
Then they carry you go to a cypher.
Search you well.
They search you good.
If your body is smelling.
If your body is smell.
They put some spray on you.
Then go spray body.
You cannot carry dirty body and go see Koroma.
You know what? Take dirty body go see
the
president.
Hallelujah! How do you think you can just go and see God like that?
How do you think you go just grab and go see God like a star?
Hallelujah! So when you come in.
So when you come.
Your soul is coming from hell.
Your soul they come out na hell.
And your soul is going to heaven.
And hallelujah. Soul they go na heaven.
Your soul is going to the heavenly places.
Your soul they go na heavenly place.
The soul must be cleansed.
The soul for clean.
So that's why they will bring the blood, the detergent.
That make the blood they come.
The blood is applied. The four corners.
The blood of Jesus they put on the first sign of your soul.
They put it the four corners of the soul.
That you first sign of your soul.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The first sign of your.
They bring the blood and apply it.
The blood of Jesus they come and they put on there.
It brings the life of God.
And they bring God in life.
The life of the flesh is in the blood.
Much of my life they inside the blood.
No. The life of the flesh. Okay, the life of God is in the blood of Jesus.
The life of God, inside the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. So that blood is applied at the four corners.
The blood that they put on at the four side.
By the Spirit of God.
Now the Spirit of God is what?
When you hear the word of God.
When you hear God's word.
So you can see the three of them walking.
So you see the worker.
And you say you are born again.
And that's it. You go just say, I don't be born again.
What it means that you now have a blood covenant with God.
What does that mean? That means you get blood agreement with God.
If you have a blood covenant with God.
If you get blood agreement with God.
It means your family has changed. Your family has changed.
It means you fumble and don't change.
You understand? It's a blood covenant.
Now blood agreement.
But many of us,
we
have rejected that covenant.
We don't agree for that agreement.
I say I don't agree.
We say we don't agree.
I still get my family.
I still have my family.
If you have your family.
If you get your family.
All the toxic waste from your family will remain with you.
All the dirty when they come up from your family, they come to you.
Hallelujah. And that's why the devil is still working in your life.
Now that makes sense. I still don't work in your life.
Because you have rejected the blood covenant.
Because you don't agree for Jesus, your blood for what?
If it's a blood covenant.
It's not blood agreement.
Your tribe has changed.
Your tribe don't change.
Your nation has changed.
The nation will come on, don't change.
You now belong to the commonwealth of Zion.
You don't become now the commonwealth of Zion.
You are in a new country.
You are in a new country.
You are in the world.
You are in the world.
But you are not off the world.
But you're not a part of it.
Hallelujah. So I will give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
So I will give Caesar you.
And I will give to God what belongs to God.
And
hallelujah.
I will give God what God gets.
And more things belong to God than to Caesar. Hallelujah. So I'm a citizen of a different country.
So na different country I come out.
Hallelujah.
I am from Zion.
Na Zion I come out.
I am born in Nigeria.
Then they born me in Nigeria.
And the earth in Nigeria is a loss thereof.
And the ground in Nigeria now God gets up.
So because it belongs to my father.
So because I'm papa, you know,
I will enjoy the benefits that are from there. Hallelujah.
I will enjoy the benefits from there.
My economy is not from Nigeria. Do you understand?
My economy not from Nigeria, you know.
My economy is a heavenly economy.
Now heavenly economy there.
When there is famine in Nigeria, it cannot affect me.
When a famine then in Nigeria, no one beat on me.
Because I'm not from Nigeria.
Because not from
there, come on. I'm from Zion.
Now Zion, we come on.
My economy is from Zion.
The economy is Zion today.
Hallelujah. Amen. I don't depend on Nigeria for my sustenance. Hallelujah.
I know they depend on Nigeria for make better meeting.
I tell my wife, say two of us will agree what will happen.
And they tell me, well, so we two will agree waiting there for me.
If we agree, it must be agreed.
If we agree, that's settled.
The devil does not have a choice. He must agree according
to
us.
Satan will touch you until we agree.
Many of us who are married, we don't know what we are doing. Marriage is not for physical relationship. That's not why you got married.
Marriage is not for physical thing no more.
Oh, hallelujah.
Say, one will chase 1,000. Two will chase 10,000.
Oh, yeah. One will put 1,000 deep. Two will put 10,000 in the wrong.
The marriages are not working.
The marriage, they know the way.
Because you think it is for sex.
Because I think, say, I forget mommy and daddy.
Marriage is to bring down the kingdom of God in Salome.
Marriage now for bring the kingdom of God down in Salome.
If two of you know what you are doing, you will drive all the devils away.
If you not two sabi what you are doing, I will get.
Hallelujah. must change the mentality.
Change the way.
Hallelujah. So the soul comes in to this place.
So the soul that can inside this place,
it must be anointed by the blood and washed by water, the water
he
of the world.
He forgets God in anointing by the blood of Jesus and washed with water.
And you now come to the real business.
And you can't say the real business now.
The business is in the holy place.
The business now is in the holy place today.
Hallelujah. Amen. It is a preparation place.
Now they prepare you.
The soul is prepared here.
Now you say, yeah, the soul will be prepared.
This is the marriage supper.
Now this is the marriage supper.
Hallelujah. Because this is the inner chamber.
Because yes, so now in the inner chamber.
That's what we were seeing on the board.
Now that don't mean it's on the board.
Your soul must be prepared.
Your soul forget preparation.
You say, who is it that has my word and obeys it?
Who that gets me word and obey him?
Say, I am my father. We will come to him and make our dwelling in him.
Me and my papa will come to them and we will sit down there.
The ministry of the word.
The word when they come.
And the ministry of the spirit.
And the spirit when they bring the word.
Is to prepare the soul.
Now for prepare the soul.
So that it can be offered.
So that it will give like an offering.
So that you can bring your soul as a living sacrifice to God.
So you can bring your soul like a surrendered life to God.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So the word and the spirit, they bring life unto us. Hallelujah.
The word and the spirit, they give life to me.
Hallelujah. Yeah. There are 7 lamps of fire that are burning here.
These are the lampstand and are 7 angry gates where they burn.
And the Bible says it is the 7 spirits of God that go forth in all the earth.
And the Bible says that the 7 spirits of God where they go around the one whole earth.
And Isaiah chapter 11 tells us what these spirits are.
Isaiah 11 tell me which are the spirits here.
The spirit of wisdom and counsel.
The spirit of wisdom and
the spirit
counsel.
Of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
The spirit of counsel and might.
The spirit of advice and power.
And the spirit of the Lord.
And the spirit of God.
Those are the 7 spirits that are burning.
Now the 7 spirits and that way born.
Let me tell you something.
Something.
We are still sleeping.
We sleep.
Hallelujah. Amen. The devil knows what is going to hit him.
The devil shall be waiting till they can meet him.
Because the soul is still sleeping.
Because the soul still may sleep.
The Bible says the eyes of understanding that it may be enlightened.
The Bible says let we yai get light.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says the fear of the Lord is to depart from iniquity.
Bible says for let you say you fear God, now for run away and dirty.
There's an anointing coming on the body.
Anointing that come by the body.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That will be able to discern all the workings of the enemy.
Who will be able to catch up and see anything when I set on
the
door?
Before the devil brings the temptation, you already know.
Before the temptation comes to you, you are see.
He said that they will see the evil afar off and they will rebuke it.
He said they will see the
Hallelujah.
Evil from far and they rebuke it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is working something in the church, brethren.
God will work something at the church, brother and sister.
If we are alive.
If we've been there alive.
The devil cannot touch anyone in our midst.
The devil will not touch anyone.
Because before he moves, God will show it.
Because before he moves, God will not show it.
The church will see it.
God, the church will see it.
And you as an individual, you are full of eyes within
and
you.
Hallelujah. Full of
you have the spirit of wisdom.
You will get sense for sin.
You have the spirit of revelation.
You will get
you have the spirit of knowledge.
You will get sense.
You have the spirit of counsel.
You will get wisdom.
All the lamps are burning in you.
All
Hallelujah.
The lamps burn inside you.
That was what Adam had.
Now Daniel Adam again.
How dare the devil come to Adam face to face?
Who's going to tell when the devil can meet Adam face to face?
He couldn't come face to face.
He not before he beat Adam.
He had to come by the back. Hallelujah.
He come by the back though.
Anyway, we will get there someday. Hallelujah. Do you understand?
You understand?
Man has fallen.
Mortal man don't fall down.
Bible says, though I fall.
The Bible says, "Let way are they for them."
Though I fall,
let way are done for them.
I shall arise.
I will come back.
Though I dwell in darkness,
let when a darkness are there,
the Lord shall be a light
to
me.
The Lord will be light.
Do you understand? The church is rising. Hallelujah. The church is rising, brethren. Hallelujah. When you are sleeping, your spirit is not sleeping. Do you know?
When you say sleep, your spirit is not asleep.
When you are sleeping, your soul is not sleeping. No.
When you lay down for sleep, your soul is not asleep.
Any devil that makes any move,
any devil when they make any move,
it will come to you like a dream.
It will come to you like a dream.
God will inform you.
God will tell you.
Hallelujah! Amen. Before he comes, you already have the information.
Before they come, you will not get the information.
And you rebuke the devil.
And you will rebuke them.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
God is raising such a church.
God against that kind of church thing.
So that's why I say this is not pastor business.
So now make a church say this is not a pastor.
That's why we say the pastor is a thief.
Now that make a church say the pastor, not thief man,
is turning away the eyes of the people.
It is turning the people that yai come up and go.
But there is a new thief.
But new thief man don't
come. You know the new thief man? The elders.
Like the elders.
Yes. It's a new thief man.
And the new thief man.
Because the elders are now taking the place of pastors.
Because the elders, they now want some pastors there.
Pastor now outside, is it not so?
Pastor now outside, also.
Now the elders are in the end time, is it not so?
Now elders therefore did the end time.
And the elders are now taking the place of Christ in the heart of
the
people.
And the elders now they take God in place inside God in people's heart.
So God is saying the elders are the new thief.
God said the elders now that the new thief man.
Hallelujah. Amen. So both the first thief and second thief must repent.
So the first thief man will, the second thief man will
therefore
repent.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man is the dwelling place of God.
Much a man are the place.
Hallelujah.
Of God's tap.
The leadership in the church are the friend of the bridegroom.
The one that want to lead at the church now the occur in party them.
He says, I must decrease.
He said, I for go down.
I must decrease.
I for go down.
That he may increase.
So that he go down.
The end time people are now preaching a new doctrine.
The people that were at the same time are new thing that they preach.
They say there must be leadership.
They say leadership for them.
Which kind of leadership?
Which kind of leadership?
God doesn't need their leadership.
God not need your leadership.
So where two or three are gathered, who is there?
He said, who said two or three gather? Who that are they?
Jesus is in this room
that
here
Jesus
now.
Amen.
If Jesus is here, who are you to stand up to help
Jesus,
you?
If Jesus, then who are you for
God? He doesn't need you.
He don't need you.
He doesn't even need me.
He don't even need me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is moving over the waters, over the souls of men.
Move over the water.
You are walking outside. The Holy Ghost is already inside.
You are doing the work and I can see.
Hallelujah. So it will take the things of Christ and show it to you.
He said, "Now you go take Christ into there and show it to you."
He said, "You have an anointing inside you, teaching you."
He said, "You get anointing inside you where they teach you."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As I'm talking now, the Spirit of God is taking it, applying it to your heart.
As I then talk to the Spirit of God, they take her and they put her inside your heart.
So God has sacked the elders.
So God has sacked the elders.
The wise elders are now walking in the Spirit.
The wise elders, they will get sense. They will walk in the Spirit now.
They are following Jesus very, very tight.
They will follow Jesus tight, tight one.
Anywhere Jesus go, they follow.
Anywhere
they
see Jesus
go, they follow.
Anywhere Jesus go, they follow. Any Jesus go,
and then
they go.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You cannot take the place of Christ.
You cannot take God in place.
Hallelujah. I'm going round and round. I can't get to the message. Amen.
And they go round and round. I'm not going to the message.
Hallelujah. But the point I'm trying to make, brethren,
the point why they make brother and sister
is that there is a destination for the church.
Now that place there outside the church they end for.
It is a place of offering.
Now the place where for offer.
And the church has gotten there many times and turned back.
The church don't reach them for good time and then turn back.
Before me and you even heard this word.
Before me and you said they give this kind of word. Yeah.
Some people got here, they turn back.
Some people reach at this point, they turn back.
They say the price is too high.
They say the price too high.
Hallelujah. In Bangui, Central African Republic.
Now Central Republic, the Bangui.
We are preaching like this.
Now some they preach.
A pastor was sitting in front.
One pastor is sitting before.
And I was shouting, say all the pastors are thieves.
mean, the Allah say only pastor and chief man.
Then after the man asked question.
Now after that, the man asked question.
I started to answer him.
Now begin answer.
The man started crying.
Now the man begin crying.
Do you know why?
You know what you do?
He was very rich.
Because he been
rich.
Gentle.
Rich.
Gently.
All his life, the only thing he has known is pastor.
Only one on life, which is Sabina, for being pastor.
And God is now telling him that God has sacked all the pastors.
And God will tell us he don't sack pastor.
That God has forgotten the pastors.
And God don't forget pastor.
It's a big price.
Now, big price.
Do you understand? How many of us here are willing to pay the price?
Almost about we agree for pay the price.
The end time movement.
This end time move
is in a critical position.
It did not stronger thing.
About 20 years ago or even earlier.
20 years ago or even then before that.
We came here.
We don't reach Naya.
In Nigeria, many years ago we came here.
Na Nigeria, Boku Yabien. We reached that point today.
And many people turn back.
And Boku people turn back.
Majority turn back.
Boku turn back.
So we're not ready for this price.
We're not ready for pay this kind of price.
He said that there must be control in the church.
Then he said control for the entire church.
You cannot overcome sin.
You know we're not able to win over sin.
Well, too bad.
Well, Ibano.
Jesus overcame sin as a man.
Jesus, when being there as mortal man, he overcome sin.
He didn't overcome as God.
Not so as God, he overcome sin.
Pontius Pilate said, I find no fault in this man.
I not found one fault in this man.
Do you understand? Pontius Pilate said, I find no fault in this man.
Pilate said, I not found one fault in this man.
He said, I find no fault in this God standing before me.
He said, I not say, I not found fault in this God standing before me.
Don't let anybody deceive you.
Don't let person lie by you.
The Bible says that Jesus Christ came in the flesh.
He said Jesus Christ come in the flesh.
And any spirit that says Jesus did not come in the flesh is the Antichrist spirit.
And any spirit when talk say Jesus Christ don't come in the flesh.
Anybody that tells you you cannot overcome, don't even listen one more word.
Anybody when tell you say, you know what am I, you know what
even
don't even listen one more word.
Even if he raises the dead, just carry your Bible and walk away.
He let it raise that man, just take your Bible for money.
Because that is the Antichrist spirit. And the Antichrist spirit is a miracle working spirit.
And the Antichrist spirit is a do miracle.
Oh, the Bible said that they will bring down fire from heaven.
He
don't you know?
They will bring down fire come up from heaven.
Revelation 17 says fire is coming. They bring down fire.
Revelation 17 says that they bring fire candle.
That's Revelation 13, sorry.
13.
Say fire is they will bring down fire in the sight of everybody.
He said they will bring down fire for the man Siam.
When they pray, when they shake, this whole building will be shaking.
He said when they pray, I said they shake so the building said they shake.
Don't follow that one.
Don't follow them.
Any ministry that tells you you cannot overcome in the flesh is from Satan.
Any people or group of people where they tell you say, you know mortal man, you're not able, you not able to conquer sin, not follow.
Anybody that makes an excuse for the flesh is from hell.
Anybody when they make excuse say, we not me a mortal man, we not go able, na so born meat,
because not follow them. Because it's very clear.
Because it's clear.
You see it there.
You see an ayah.
Hell. The flesh belongs to the realm of darkness.
Flesh na darkness na de ide.
Hallelujah. Amen. But there is a new man that's coming forward. Hallelujah.
But a new man they come out now.
Bible says if we have put on the image of the first Adam. Hallelujah.
If we be no way just when the first Adam be well.
If we were born into hell like the first Adam was.
If
hallelujah.
Born inside hell like how they be born the first Adam.
We must.
We for pauper.
We must.
We for pauper.
You must.
You for pauper.
Also bear the image of Christ. Hallelujah.
Your image.
Amen. Were you struggling when you were bearing the image of the first Adam?
You mean they struggle when you born and see by Adam so?
As you were born, you began to manifest the first Adam. You know,
as they born you so, you begin show the first Adam in
tree. That's how God is bringing into the dispensation of the new Adam.
That the same way God.
Hallelujah.
The same way the new Adam did.
The new Adam is a man of the spirit.
The new Adam a man when a spirit in a body.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
His spirit is going back to God.
His spirit is going back to God.
He's being cut up. Hallelujah.
He can go.
man can be delivered from the first hell.
Mortal man. Now choose a mortal man to get delivered from the first hell.
But from the second death or second hell, you cannot be delivered.
But from the second hell or second die, nobody will be able to pull you today.
And the Bible says, he that overcome it.
And the Bible said, the one who will overcome
will not be hurt by the second death.
He not go get wahala by the second die.
He's talking to the Christians.
Now, Christians are there.
Say, the Christians that overcome the second death. Will not be hurt by the second death.
He said, Christian will overcome the second death, not go get problem when they reach there.
And that is what you find in Revelation 20.
Now you defend Revelation 20.
Hallelujah. Hell is in this realm.
Hell then at this place where they so.
Heaven is also here. Hallelujah.
Heaven back there, Sophia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And from this realm of darkness, we can be delivered.
From this place when at darkness we can get deliverance.
That's how we come into the outer court.
Now that makes we get at the outer court.
And then God wants to baptize us into the spirit.
Then God wants to baptize we inside the spirit.
The destination of the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the soul.
Who say the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Can you go?
Hallelujah.
The soul.
So the soul of man is being covered by the Spirit of God.
Mortal man's soul. That the Spirit of God will cover them.
And of course, he does that through the Spirit of man.
And how he will do that one day? That through mortal man in your spirit.
The destination of what God is doing is your mind, your emotions, and your desire.
Who say God is head for? Yes. Now for God touch your mind, you feeling, you desire.
So there is a new ministry that is coming forth.
So new work there with God they do now.
And the anointing of that ministry is to do just one thing.
And the anointing where that work they there for, now for one thing.
It is to arrest the rebellion in the holy place.
Now for arrest the rebel life where inside the holy boat, holy place.
There is a rebellion in the holy place.
Inside the holy place, rebel behavior they there.
The people of God are turning back.
God people then, they turn back from God.
Hallelujah. The Bible said that day will not come until there is an apostasia.
The Bible said that day they not go come till apostasia be.
Until there is a rebellion within.
Say, rebel behavior begin show.
That many people of God will say, no. We want to dwell in the flesh.
But good people of God say, no, this one is too stronger. One day, by himself, and do it too once.
Me, I'm afraid of spirits.
Me, I don't like to deal with spirit struggle.
I won't be Christian. I don't want any spirit struggle.
Me,
I'm
ordinary Christian. Me, won't be. Me, no one for the day begin to talk about spirit struggle.
But you're using cell phone.
But you use telephone.
You're using cell phone, is it not so?
You use telephone also.
You are talking spirit, but you don't want to be in the spirit.
You talk spirit way.
Someone in Nigeria presses a button and you receive it in Sierra Leone. You say you don't want to walk in the spirit.
Person in Nigeria press some button no more. They talk to you now. You talk. Then they just say no one inside the spirit.
If I press button now, start talking to my wife in London. You say you don't walk in the one in the spirit.
If I press button now, they talk to me wife. Then they talk say I don't want to walk in the spirit.
The world is already walking in the spirit.
The world they walk inside spirit.
It's only Christians that still want to be carnal.
Now Christians the normal.
Hallelujah.
Kanda be.
We must, brethren, become spiritual people.
Brother and sister, they also be spiritual.
Hallelujah.
People.
Yeah. We are spiritual people.
We are spiritual people.
Paul said, do you not know you will judge angels?
Paul said, you know, sir, he said, who not go get for to judge angels?
Can an ordinary saloon man judge angels?
You think, say, ordinary saloon man go able to judge angels?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, he made man a little lower than angels. Temporary for the suffering of death.
He said, make mortal man little bit in power, little bit lower than angel.
But we see Christ raised above the angels.
But we see Christ in the upper angel.
So in Christ, God is raising you above principalities and the powers.
So when you enter Christ, God will raise you above principality and power them.
Man is created to be an angel, if you don't know.
Mortal man, God make her for be angel, if not.
An angel is a messenger.
Angel a messenger.
And there are different types, different classes of angels.
Different.
Hallelujah.
Of angel,
yes. The Bible says that in the resurrection we shall be as the angels.
The
Hallelujah.
Saying the resurrection we go see by like angel.
Do you know who you are?
You said who they
God said in the resurrection, which is now, you will be like the angels.
God says in the resurrection, will
is the resurrection?
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, I that stand before you.
Jesus said, me wait stand before you.
I am.
Me now.
The resurrection.
The resurrection.
And the life.
And life.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus, you don't know, you're not answering. That means you don't know what we're talking about.
Hey,
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and me and life.
In Christ, you are going above angels and not even below. You can't compare you to angels.
Inside Jesus Christ, you're above. Hey. You know what?
Bible says we shall be joint heirs with Christ.
Bible says we and Christ will join for in any.
He said we shall be heirs of God, and if heirs, then joint heirs with Christ.
He said we will get God's property if.
So
if that be the case, we will join with Christ for get him.
So the journey of resurrection begins when you enter the outer court.
The resurrection journey. The travel passport begin when you begin the outer court.
This is the second level of resurrection.
Now this is the second level for resurrection.
But you see, the holy place is the temporary place.
The holy place is a place for short term.
The holy place is a temporary place.
When you enter the holy place, you know for 10 days and short term before they leave.
This is the second thing you must understand before you go.
Before you go, understand that the good.
The first one is that you are the temple of God.
The first one is that you are God in
the
temple.
The second one you must understand is that the holy place is a temporary place. Yes.
The second one understands that the holy place now short stay for the day.
There is a time given.
Time, day, deadline, day for the day.
And from what God is telling me.
From waiting God is telling me.
That time has expired.
The time done.
Everybody there is being driven out.
On my way there, God will pay their commands.
Either you go back to perdition.
Either you go back na hell.
Or you break through the veil.
Or you enter inside the holy of holies.
No more messing around.
No more mix up and box up.
No more playing games.
No more lie and fake.
It's either you are going back to perdition.
Either you turn back to hell.
Or you are going forward to breakthrough.
Or you go before for righteousness.
Now, here is wisdom.
Yeri, good sense and advice.
When you meet a Christian.
When you meet Christian.
Ask God.
Ask God.
You see, on the way back.
Say, he didn't have the way for go back to the world.
Or you see, going forward.
Or he didn't have the way for the world before he goes.
When any brother carries Bible and comes here.
When any brother or Bible being an ayah.
You know, John leaned to Jesus and said, Lord, is it I?
You know, say John be leaned to Jesus and ask and say, me?
First of all, he was near Jesus to lean and ask.
First of all, you forget near Jesus.
Hey, Jesus. You must be close.
You forget near.
To know how to ask.
For ask.
But the wise ones, like Ruth, who was by Jesus.
But the one we get says like a Ruth will be there near Jesus.
She was very close.
It be there near.
You ask Lord, who is that brother?
You ask God, who then that brother be?
You see, among those who have gone back already.
Now one of the one that went on the world way they go now at the world.
Hallelujah.
Or is he on his way back to the world?
Now one of the one that way they go back now the world.
Or is he among those who press on to the saving of his soul?
On a one day among one day where they press on for see their soul saved.
That's what I do.
Me,
I no get friend or brother.
Me, I no get friend or brother.
My only brothers are those who are going forward.
The only brother.
Hallelujah.
Before.
Yeah. I don't have any friends. My only friends are those who are going forward.
I don't get paddy.
Hallelujah.
Before God.
I don't care where you are from.
I don't be so that you come up.
Whether you are from the moon or under the ground.
If
that was
you come up on that ground.
If I see you are going forward.
If I see say you are going before for God.
Me and you go be proper friends.
Now me and you two go be
bosom
buddy.
Because me, I'm going forward.
Because me, I want to go before in God.
I have settled it.
I don't make up my mind.
I must break through the veil.
I for broke the veil go inside.
I must break through the veil.
I for broke the veil and go inside.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I must break through the veil.
I for broke the veil and enter.
There is no discussion. And I will not convince you to turn back.
And me, I'm not going to convince you to turn back.
Well, God said, I should tell you. That's what I'm telling you.
God said, I
Hallelujah.
Tell you.
Amen.
Amen.
Paul Paul said there are many brethren that have gone back.
Paul said, beaucoup brothers then and sister, they will not talk back.
Say so every man is seeking his own belly.
All man is seeking for your interest.
Belly, belle, belle, belle is their god.
Belle na their god.
They are looking for authority.
Then they look for power.
Hallelujah. Paul said, the other one said, silver and gold have I none.
The one Paul them then say, silver or gold I don't get.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must discern. You must have discernment.
You for catch up with him,
you must have discernment.
You for wait away for no waiting, baby.
And that's why we're trying to give you some of the principles.
Now that make we give you some of the things that will help you.
So that no man can deceive you.
So no man will lie by you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So within yourself, you know where you are going to.
So inside yourself, you will know where you will go.
Paul said, I know whom I have believed.
Paul said, someone I don't believe.
Can you say that?
You were able to talk.
Do you know whom you have believed?
You know that you believe.
He said, whose I am, I'm whom I serve.
Who that's not, who that gets me, and I am himself.
As a man who knows where he is. Say, I've set my face like a flint.
He said, don't put something before me face or block him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the third thing I want to say, and then we will close, is about this tabernacle of David.
The third thing I want to talk about, thereafter we will close about David in tabernacle.
There are three things I say you must understand.
Three things I say you understand.
Well, I've talked about two.
We don't talk about two.
It's the third one I want to talk now.
And the number three, I want to talk about.
The first one is that you are the temple of God.
The first one is that you are God in temple.
And your soul is the center of everything.
And your soul is the center of all things.
Any man that is preaching that doesn't help you to overcome what is in your soul, don't waste time with him.
Any man with a preacher that help you for let you overcome the thing with the things of your soul, no waste time with him.
He has stale bread.
Na bread we don't sleep like it.
It is bread, but na old bread.
Na bread, but na old mold bread.
So don't waste time with the old bread.
No waste time with the mold bread.
I didn't say it's not bread, but it's old news.
I don't say not of bread, but na bread, but na.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
There's a new bread in town.
New bread in a town.
And it is telling you that your soul is the dwelling place of God.
And
hallelujah.
It is telling you your soul that they got the tap.
Do you understand that? So if any of these elders come here, they're not telling you about the soul.
So if any elder can, I say next time about his soul.
Remind them,
remember them,
that there is a second thief.
Second thief man.
And that second thief man.
Second thief man
is not telling the people the truth.
He's not telling people the truth.
Pray for them.
Pray for them.
That they will tell you the truth.
Say they will tell you truth.
How you can save your soul.
How you will save your soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is the second one we said?
What is the second one we said?
Eh? That what? That the holy place is a temporary place.
Say the only place that place where for them for short stem.
Because on the day of atonement.
Because the day where they pay for you.
No. That's the day in which Aaron. That day of in which Aaron will take the sacrifice and go into the holy place.
Oh, the day when they make the Sarah for you, where Aaron will take the Sarah, bring the account to God for you.
The Bible says all the priests that are here.
The Bible says all the priests where they are.
They will drive them away.
They will drive them away.
Nobody remains here.
Nobody knows for them here.
Because Aaron is going inside.
Because Aaron is going inside.
And right now the church is breaking through. Hallelujah.
And now the church is breaking inside.
Because either you are in Christ breaking through.
Either you are inside Jesus, they break inside, go inside.
Or they will throw you out.
Or they carry you going to
do. So you must make sure that you are in Christ.
So make sure that you are inside Christ.
Hallelujah. One man, Christ is breaking through.
One man, Christ, they break go inside.
Paul said that one thing I desire.
Paul said that one thing I want.
That I may be found in Christ.
I want a bad that me, all my thing I know, make it be saying that
not
inside Christ.
Not desiring my own righteousness.
Not to wait till me things and right I want.
Now, what's the third point?
Waiting at the number three point.
The number three point is that the New Testament church must break through the veil.
Now that the New Testament church for broke up and go inside this veil.
You cannot be a New Testament Christian when you have not breaking through the veil.
You're not gonna be New Testament Christian when you know they break the veil for enter inside.
Because it's when you break through the veil.
Because now only when you broke this veil,
that you become part of the firstborn.
You will become part of the firstborn.
Or part of the first fruit.
Or part of the first fruit.
And it is the firstborn that is the priest.
And are the firstborn them.
Hallelujah.
And are the priest.
Priesthood is by birth.
Priesthood are by all them born now.
Priesthood is by breaking through the veil.
Priesthood now when you broke the veil, go inside.
Hallelujah. So God is bringing a priesthood on the earth.
God is being priesthood that they have.
And there is a qualification.
Qualification.
They must break through the veil.
You must break the veil, enter inside.
Hebrews 10:19 tells us what the veil is. Can you bring it
Hebrews
up?
Hebrews 10:19 show you waiting at this veil.
It says the veil is a flesh.
He says,
hallelujah.
Veil, now not a man in body business.
Flesh is not just talking of your physical body.
Not on this can that way see so no more.
It's talking about the nature of
it
man.
It talks about how much a man turn.
It talks about the worldly system.
It talks about the system that the world.
And it talks about the organization of the kingdom of darkness.
It talks about how the kingdom of darkness they organize themselves.
So let me say it again. The veil refers to the nature of man,
the
which is in you.
They talk about mortal man, how he turn.
It's talking about the nature of your soul. That
it
is the veil.
Talk about how your soul turn.
That is what the Bible calls flesh.
And that the Bible calls flesh.
The natural nature of your desire.
The natural way you want.
The natural way of your will.
The way where you will power.
The natural way of your mind.
The way where you mind you just a thing.
And then your emotions.
And the way where you feeling just there.
That's what the Bible calls flesh.
Now that the Bible calls flesh.
God says, I will make a new covenant.
God says, I will make new agreements.
I will put my law in the inward part.
I will put my law inside the deep, deep part by you.
And I will change it.
And I will change them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The purpose of the New Testament is to change your emotions.
The reason why the New Testament can afford any way where you feel change.
This is not big grammar.
Not a big book at all.
It's a very practical thing.
That's the way we always see every day.
If your emotions are not changing.
If the way we feel not a change.
When I got married.
When I married.
Me and my wife, we used to quarrel.
All tell me and my wife get blabber.
But you know, I have confidence now. Do you know why?
But now I get confidence. You know what to do?
I hardly quarrel with her.
And they make blabber with them.
Do you know why?
You know what to do?
Because I am changing.
Because God and they change.
God told me, yes, you are trying, you are changing.
God didn't tell me, say, yes, you try, you change.
We have less quarrels now.
We not again, boku blah again.
This is not big grammar.
This is not a big English.
There is a school in your house.
School inside your house.
There is a measurement in your bedroom.
Measurement inside your room.
In your kitchen, there is a measurement.
Inside your kitchen, measurement there.
Don't go very far. Enter your house.
Don't go far. Enter inside your stomach.
You see your emotion changing.
The way you feel when it feels.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You see your emotion changing.
The way when you feel in a change.
You are quarreling in January.
January will not be the make blabber.
October is coming and you are still the same.
October they come. Now the same way.
The Bible said the winter is over and gone and we are not saved.
The Bible said the winter don't go, we not see.
It said, oh God, have mercy on us.
Say God, give you get mercy power.
Let the north wind and the south wind to come. Please come, blow upon this temple.
Let the north wind and the south wind can blow power.
So that I can change.
So make that change.
Your mind must change.
Your mind for change.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If your mind is not changing.
If your mind not a change.
You are outside.
You did not do.
Hallelujah. Amen. It shows that you are not qualified.
He said you're not qualified.
Because the priesthood is by birth.
Because the priesthood are by out and born now.
Hey. You must be born of the Spirit.
You must be born by the Spirit.
To be part of this Melchizedek priesthood.
So that you will be inside this priesthood now where they call Melchizedek.
He said this Melchizedek is without father and without mother.
Melchizedek priesthood, you don't get mama, you don't get papa.
You don't get beginning of days or end of days.
You don't get did they not get beginning of this or in this nugget end?
What kind of priesthood is that one?
Whose kind priesthood are they?
God say it is a priesthood of the spirit.
God say that the spiritual.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your emotion must break out of that covering.
You wait in a field before come out from that cover close where they balance.
Your desire must break out of the covering.
You wait till you want it for come out from that cover close where they balance.
The emotion of Salome people.
The way Salomon they think.
When God sees it, he doesn't want to see Salomon.
When God is looking, no one sees Salomon way back.
He wants to see the emotion of Christ in
he
you.
He wants to see Jesus in your kind emotion by you.
Hallelujah. Amen. When you come to church, you still say, cry to God, God, change me, oh God.
When they come to that church, you come to God for saying, God, change me.
Search my heart, oh God.
Search inside me.
And change me.
And change
Hallelujah.
Me.
Hallelujah. Because you must change.
Because if you change, oh.
If you don't change,
if you not change,
you cannot become part of this new priesthood.
You're not gonna be part of this new priesthood.
Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
2 Corinthians chapter 3
is the chapter of the new priesthood.
Now the chapter we talk about the new priesthood.
Go and study it.
Go let you go study it.
The Bible says, as long as Moses is read,
the Bible says once when they read Moses,
the veil is on taking away in their lives. In this tabernacle of David,
inside this David in your tabernacle,
there was a box.
Now one box in the day
is the ark.
Where they call ark.
It was the glory of God.
Now God in glory
manifested.
Where they show himself.
This tent is your soul.
This tent now you sold.
Hallelujah. And David saw it many years ago.
And David see him boku year before him.
When he brought the ark, he took it and put inside a tent.
When bring the ark come, he take it and put in a tent.
And there were no borders, no partitions.
Partition not be there, border not be there.
Many of us are still living in the old. Hallelujah.
No veil, no flesh.
You can walk into the fullness of God now.
You go enter inside God in completeness right now.
One brother, his name is Enoch.
One brother will be named Enoch.
He walked and entered.
He walked and entered.
As a sign. Hallelujah.
A sign for.
Another one, his name is Elijah.
The other one named Elijah.
He saw chariots and they carried him.
He see chariots. The chariots carry him.
That is another day. Hallelujah.
That is another day.
The ark speaks of the New Testament experience.
The ark, they talk about the New Testament which they can experience.
Because when you enter into this temple, immediately you have fellowship with the glory of God.
Because as you enter into this temple, so direct one, you will get fellowship with God.
There's no pastor.
No pastor, no lady.
So you give your prayer points to pastor, and pastor goes to pray to God.
You bring your prayer points to pastor, and he will go pray to God.
That was an old order.
Four thousand
years ago.
4,000 years.
If I were you, I wouldn't walk in that dimension.
If me and you, I'm not going to do
so again. Say, having therefore boldness.
He said, now we get boldness
to enter into the holiest. Hallelujah.
I said, the holiest.
Amen.
Amen.
When can you enter the holiest?
Who say you will enter it?
Now.
Right now.
Hallelujah. Amen. But the problem, many of us are not ready to change.
But the problem is that we don't want for change.
We are still thinking of Manchester United and Arsenal that will play match. I think they play match now.
We still think right now about Manchester United and Arsenal when they play ball right now.
So why your body is here, your mind is in your television at home.
So why your body is gonna here, your mind is over yonder like television.
How many people are like that?
Almost people tell so.
You are here, but your mind is in your sitting room watching Manchester United.
You there, yeah, but your mind there right now that you probably they watch Manchester United.
Look, God has a standard.
God gets his standard.
He said, my son, give me your heart.
He said, give me your heart.
God is not interested in the carcass of your body.
God not busy, but how your body.
Give me your emotions.
Give me the way you feel.
Hallelujah. And God wants his glory to touch it.
And God wants his glory for touching it.
Now, the Bible says that the Lord is that spirit.
The Bible says the Lord is that spirit.
And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is a liberty.
Who said God is spirit there? Freedom day.
You say as long as they read the Old Testament, the veil is over their heart.
At once that the Old Testament and they read, the veil till not before their heart.
But when you shall turn to the Lord.
But when I go turn to God,
the veil shall be broken.
The veil will come out.
God can break the veel, brethren.
God will break the veel.
Amen.
Amen.
How many people believe God can break the veel over there?
Most people think that God will break the veel, come up on them.
But there is a secret.
What secret?
Who can tell me the secret?
Who that will tell me the secret?
Hallelujah. Do you know the secret? Let me show you.
You know the secret?
You see? At the golden altar. So that when he shall turn to the Lord.
He said when he will turn to God.
I ask God, what does it mean to turn to the Lord?
And ask God, say, what does it mean for turn to you?
God said, you must offer your soul to me.
He said, you will offer your soul.
Hallelujah. Yeah. You yourself say, God, I give you my soul.
You said, and say, God, I give you my soul.
The life of the first Adam. The life of the first Adam must be released for you to get the life of the second Adam.
The first Adam in your life, you forgive him over, then you will receive the second Adam in your life.
Say God, Paul said, whatsoever things were gained to me, that I have counted for loss.
Paul said, waiting ever me be the thing say, now benefit for me. Now I don't count as say, now rubbish.
Life is sweet.
Life sweet.
This life of the first Adam is very sweet.
This life when the first Adam we get is sweet. Oh.
But we must willingly give it to God.
But we forgive God.
I said that when he shall turn to the Lord.
He said when he will turn to God.
The veil will be broken.
This veil will go.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So every day you must offer something to God.
Every day you offer something to God.
I say God, I bring my old emotion.
He said, God, I bring you where I have altered feeling.
By faith, I receive the new emotions.
By faith, I receive the new way for feeling.
They were teaching you to walk by faith. Is it not so in the Pentecostal church?
They teach you for walk by faith in the Pentecostal church. So,
if you see a new car.
If you see new motor car.
You claim it by faith. Is it not so, brother?
You claim them by faith. Not
okay.
So.
There is a new one now.
But now, new one day.
Claim the emotions of Christ.
Claim Jesus in your feelings now.
Say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So every day I wake up.
Every day when you wake.
I put on the emotions of Christ.
And the Christ in your feeling.
Romans 13 says, put you on the Lord Jesus. Is it not so?
And say, Romans 13 say, well, Jesus Christ himself said.
Even in Ephesians, he said we should put on the new man.
Even inside Ephesians, he said, Lord, wear the new man.
So when you wake up in the morning, say, God, I put on the new man.
That so when you wake up in the morning, you say, God, now the new man are they wear.
I reject my emotions.
I
reject my desires.
I not grieve for the waiting me what I want.
Practical.
Now the everyday life.
When you want to get married.
When you want married.
You won't go ask your mama, how do the Salo people do their own marriage?
You know, go ask your mama, how Salo man get married?
No. You will first of all say.
You will first say.
I reject the traditions of Salo people.
I not agree with all tradition of Salo people.
Amen. You will tell Jesus, yeah, give me your own traditions.
You will say, Jesus. Give me you your tradition.
Oh, yeah. Every day you say, God, I receive your traditions.
Every day you say, God, now you your tradition.
I receive the mind of Christ.
Now Jesus, where in mind and think about.
I receive the mind of Christ concerning marriage.
Jesus, how you think about marriage now? So
I receive the mind of Christ concerning how to marry my wife.
Now how for marriage me without Jesus for think about.
I receive the mind of Christ how to raise up my children.
How Jesus in mind will think for being up picking as
I receive the mind of Jesus concerning how to run my family.
How the mind of Jesus for think for how for run family in a sort of one to one.
That is what the husband should be doing.
Now that's the man we married for you.
It's not the one you watch in television.
What's the one way you go look at television?
So the women when they watch television.
Some women the way they watch television.
They see fashion.
Now fashion I never see.
You say are they you never buy a shirt for me today?
They go meet are they say you not buy shirt for me today.
Say, Harry, you never buy that cloth for me today.
You said this, you know, buy this clothes for me today.
Me, I know they feel like woman.
Me, I don't feel like a me a woman.
Say. They feel like man.
Me, I feel like a semi man.
No, me, nobody they married myself.
Nobody know they married me.
Eh, self.
No, but you know they married myself.
I know be like somebody where they marry.
I know they feel like somebody where go marry.
See me now, no, see me. I just say like man.
Look me back. I feel like a man. I feel like man.
I don't even get psychedelic shoe. Talk now. I don't have psychedelic shoe.
I don't get psychedelic shoe.
I don't even get big scarf.
I don't get the ashoke.
Gele.
Gele.
Eh? This shirt where we are now, the one where I get when I enter primary school, now that's why I see the weird thing now.
Sorry. This shirt where I get right now.
This blouse. Now the one where I wear.
Now you where be the go primary school. Now ten now the way.
Every day I say I'm a married woman. I work a married woman.
Every day I work I say me a married woman.
What you don't do for me, sir?
What you don't do for me?
Hallelujah. Yes. Foolish woman.
You foolish woman.
Hey, foolish woman.
You woman, you foolish.
You say you are going to Zion.
You say na Zion you go.
And you are copying from the world.
And at the world you copy that from.
You will not be a priest.
You will not go be a priest.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The priest of God will go to God.
God in priest will go to God.
Pray for your husband.
Pray for your man.
Join hands with your husband.
Join hands with your man.
And two of you will grow.
Hallelujah. And two will grow.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Say that they compare themselves with themselves are not wise.
They one way they compare themselves with themselves. They don't get one sense.
I'm not abusing you. I'm only telling you what the Bible said.
Not of course I because you now waiting Bible say now they tell you.
If you are comparing yourself with other people, you are foolish.
If you take yourself, they compare yourself with other people, then you foolish.
You are not wise.
You don't get one sense.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If you are wise, you will compare yourself with Christ.
If you get sense, you will compare yourself.
Hallelujah.
With Christ.
You will be comparing yourself with Christ.
You will compare yourself with Christ.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When the man is wise, he says, honey, don't worry. This one is okay for me.
When the man wants to say, honey, you know what? This one is alright for me.
All of us wear this is tribulation blouse.
This is they call that tribulation blouse.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
This rapper now tribulation rapper.
This rapper what time they call it Wahala rapper.
Hallelujah. Let us treat the children. Let's treat the children. Don't mind about me. I'm okay. I'm all right.
I'm
all right. Amen.
Amen.
We need to learn wisdom.
We need for learn.
Hallelujah. Because God is raising a new generation.
Because God is raising new generation.
That is what it means to break through the veil.
Now that it means for go inside.
The coverings that are set by the world.
The cover close when the wall don't set them.
The Bible said that the courts of hell have wrapped themselves around me.
The Bible said the hell in cord, they don't wrap themselves around me.
That word cord means rope.
That word cord, it means rope.
Divisions.
Division.
Classes.
Different classes.
Say me, I'm a social high society.
You say me are there up here than we then are the high class.
High society is in hell.
High class then are hell.
That's what you have in the world.
Now that they get in the world.
And so the sisters here, you're looking at me.
And so but sister they are look me.
You want to have high society marriage.
You want to get high class marriage.
Isn't that so?
Also.
Your marriage will be one in town.
That you marriage be one in town.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first one in Aberdeen we break record. Interpret that. The first one in Aberdeen, the first marriage in Aberdeen that broke record.
The first marriage in Aberdeen we broke record.
Aberdeen is in hell.
Aberdeen na hell.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there can be one man walking in heaven in Aberdeen. And that is
one,
you.
One man go there when they walk in heaven.
Hallelujah.
In
if a brother and sister walk through the door, come here and say we won't get married.
If brother and sister they will walk inside through the door and can't say they were married.
If we lay hands on you.
If we lay hands on her.
Finish.
You don't go.
And the church says this is husband and wife. The matter is over.
And the church say they were a man and wife.
Whether you drink water and no drink water, you're married.
Whether I then give me water for drink. They not give me that too. Now marry.
Whether I eat rice, no eat rice, I don't marry.
Then give me rice for it. They not give me. Now marry.
Whether you wear white and white or blue and blue, you don't marry.
White or blue, blue you wear. Now marry.
Whether you go to London to do shopping or you do shopping for Laka, you don't marry.
Whether you go, you don't buy the things. Now
marry. Marriage is marriage. Hallelujah. As long as it is in the presence of God.
Once now, it's in the presence.
If God is there, everybody is there.
If God is the Almighty.
If your village people say, we are not going to come because you are not giving palm wine, it is marriage.
If your village people say, we are not going to come because you are not giving palm wine, if wine, now marriage.
If they don't even come, better for you.
If they are not cancer, you are not fine, they are not fine for you.
Because you have to send bus to bring them from village.
Because you are going to send bus so they take
them
camp.
Then you give them chop money to all the roads. Then you give them money that they use to eat lunch.
And you give them chop money for each that hotel they come to.
Then you go and hire a hotel and put them.
Then you go take hotel for keep there.
And can you imagine the deliverance?
You know, you can imagine the safe way you go say the deliverance.
They say they don't want to come. Hey, oh,
so praise God. You know,
praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Give them bag of rice to cook and eat at home.
Give them.
Hallelujah. Buy rice for them. Don't give them money. Buy the rice and send.
Not send money. Buy the rice and give them later.
Because they'll use it and go and buy goat and kill on your behalf.
Because they'll use and go buy goats and kill them, make salad for you.
Buy rice and send it.
Buy rice and send them.
Buy tomatoes. All those, he said, cook your stew and eat at home. God bless you.
Buy tomatoes. Send and say, una cook na your stew and eat. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. If you have money, you buy gift for your in-laws.
If you get money, you buy gifts for your in-law.
If you don't have money, say, Papa, don't be annoyed. I will buy for you next year when I have money.
If you don't get money, Papa, no vex, so I will buy for you, I will get money.
Me, I'm your son.
Me, now you begin.
Accept me as your son.
Accept me as you begin.
And as you are talking, you lie down on the ground.
And as you are talking, you lie down on
the ground. The Bible says, okay, rise up, my son.
And you say, blah, blah, begin.
Hallelujah! Yeah. That's how to get married. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you don't need to have money to marry.
So you don't need to get money for marriage.
You need the mind of Christ.
You need Christ in mind.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the sister will wake up the mother at home.
The sister will wake up in mama's house.
By 4 o'clock, you knock on the door.
By 4 o'clock, Tana.
Who be that? Yeah, Nami and mama.
Who that than the Nami mama?
What do you want? I want to talk to you.
What do you want? I want to talk to you.
I want to marry.
I want married.
I want married.
I want married.
Release me to marry.
Let me make a marriage.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will beg her.
You will beg her.
Say, me, I'm a Christian.
You say, me, I'm a Christian.
I will not do traditional marriage.
I
you know.
I agree for go marry traditional.
And you know I love you. I'm a good child.
You know, say, I like you. Me, I'm a good people.
I have passed all my exams.
I don't pass my exams.
I'll do everything you want me to
do. I don't do what you want to do.
Just do this one for me.
No, you don't do this one for me.
I want to marry a Christian marriage.
I want married. Peace to marriage.
Will she agree?
He will agree.
She said, okay, come, my daughter.
He said, come.
Don't worry, I will let you. I will support you.
Don't worry, I will support you.
This is how you will talk to your father.
And so you will tell your papa.
When you see her, when you're not happy.
When you see her, when you're glad.
Go and sit by him.
Wait, you don't hear them.
And start removing white hair from his head.
And begin picking with tear.
Cook that good food that he likes.
Cook the fine food we like.
And when he is happy with you.
When glad with you.
Say, Daddy, I want to marry.
Say, Daddy, I want married.
Say, he said, who is the person?
Who that am the person?
Say, na that boy.
Na that brother.
Say, who be the boy?
Who that na that bobo?
Say, na one brother.
Na one brother.
Hallelujah. And when his heart is cool.
When he has cool.
You now tell him the brother.
You tell him the brother.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he will agree.
I go agree.
Amen.
Amen.
You need the mind of Christ to marry.
You need Christ in kind mind.
Hallelujah.
To
but first of all, you must resist Beyonce marriage. You must first of all reject Beyonce marriage. You don't know who's Beyonce.
No.
They know. Beyonce. Don't worry. Just say it. They know. Don't worry. They know.
First of all, you for reject, for marriage like how Beyonce.
My people, they know the people
are talking.
Hallelujah. See, I don't want to marry like that.
I don't want to marry like that.
I want to marry Christ marriage.
I want to marry like how Christ will like that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when we enter your marriage,
And when you enter the marriage,
when Brother Bot enter the marriage,
when Brother Bot enter the marriage,
the Holy Ghost will knock him on the door.
The Holy Ghost will knock Brother Bot on the door.
He will show you, show him vision about you.
He will show him vision about you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will start doing lose.
He will. Brother Bot will begin to lose.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Mark will start seeing vision about you.
Brother Mark will begin to see vision about you.
Brother Bere will start doing like this. Because the spirit is right.
Because the spirit is there.
But if we come inside here,
but if we can't say here,
you go and wear those sleeveless dress.
That
is showing your body.
Shoulder off rest.
Then the other one stop here.
Then the other one stop down your leg.
Then the other one reach here.
Then the other one cuts there.
Hey.
Hey.
When they reach there.
When you reach there.
They say, "Roll now, come."
You say, come.
I forgot something in the room. They say, "Rona, I forgot something in the room.
Rona, I forget something in the room.
Make I go get her for room.
Let me go and get it."
Brother Mark will run away.
Brother Mark will just run away.
All the brothers, they will just disappear.
All the brothers will just disappear.
The blessing you're not going to get.
You won't have the blessing.
All the cords of hell are still around your neck.
All the cords where hell gets is tied by you.
No deliverance.
No deliverance.
Because you are foolish.
Because you're foolish.
What you want is the blessing of God.
What you want is Christ, God's blessing.
You want the chains to be broken.
You want
by the word.
Broken chain.
When they lay hands on you.
When they lay hands by you.
Oh, yeah.
It is to stir up the gift of God.
Now for let the gift of God put inside begin show up.
But the atmosphere must be godly for that to happen.
But who say you there?
Hallelujah.
Forget God inside and forget that happen.
Elisha said, "Bring me a minstrel, let him begin to play."
Elisha said, "Bring a musician for me, let them begin playing." As they begin playing,
the word of God began to come.
Then the word of God come.
That is what fellowship means.
That done in a fellowship.
You are more interested in that word from God.
You busy more about the word of God.
But today, young people are more interested in Beyonce marriage.
But today, young people are more busy by Beyonce guy marriage.
And when the people of God come there,
when God people come,
everybody will be small, will be mumble.
One man will be grumble.
They will only give you the blessing of Esau.
Now Esau can bless no more you again.
You know Esau blessing.
Esau blessing.
The brother said a patch blessing.
A patch blessing.
They will just try to find somewhere. Let's try and bless him somewhere.
They will just find something for take bless you no more.
Empty words.
Ordinary word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is teaching us to be God's people.
God is
hallelujah.
To
break through the veil. If you are not breaking through the veil,
if you know they broke the veil,
you are of no use to God.
You know there one use for God.
Any fellowship that is not breaking through the veil.
Fellowship when they broke through the veil.
You are cumbering the ground.
You just go around them. Around the God.
You are wasting the resources of God.
You just say waste God in away to you,
Jesus.
And God say cut it down.
And just say God will say cut.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that there was a fig tree, no fruit. Say cut it down.
He said one fig tree in there, when not there bear one fruit. He said cut down.
He said, "Oh Lord, have mercy. Let's give it more chance to bear fruit."
He said, "Lord, dear."
Hallelujah.
Let go get fruit.
That's what's happened to the Holy Place Church.
Now that's happened to the Holy
we
Place.
We have refused
church.
To break through.
We don't begin. Enter inside.
And God said, cut it down.
And God said, cut and come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, "Oh Lord, have mercy."
Somebody say, "Do you wait? Get
so
mercy."
We are now in injury time.
Now injury time. Now don't
hallelujah.
Amen.
The time has passed.
The time don't pass.
God is just giving us extra chance.
God is giving extra chance.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't copy America.
Not copy America.
Amen. Don't copy Nigerian Christian.
Not copy Nigeria Christian.
Do you hear what I said?
Amen.
Again, don't copy American Christian.
Not copy the Christian in America,
especially the one from Nigeria.
Especially the one from Nigeria.
Don't you copy me?
Not copy me.
Copy Christ.
Copy Christ.
Hey,
amen.
The church is alone must copy Christ.
The church within us alone for copy Christ.
That is your standard. Hallelujah.
Christ is the standard.
Amen.
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 We're not here to bring an American or Nigerian church.
We're not here for being America or Nigeria church here.
We'll pray that the church of Christ will come forth. Hallelujah.
We pray, let Christ, your church, come.
In the nature and glory of Christ.
Inside God, in your
glory. Hallelujah.
In your glory.
Amen.
Amen.
I think I should be stopping here. Amen.
I think I will stop now. Yeah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I hope I got it.
Yeah, we got it all.
Yes. I need tissue. I need tissue.